弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们实在感谢主，这是新的一年。
We indeed thank our Lord, it is a new year.
主永远给我们机会，让我们 catch up.
And the Lord always gives us opportunities to catch up.
那我们相信我们主在这个新的一年里面，一定给我们每个人有恩典来跟着他走。
I believe that the Lord in this new year will bestow his grace upon us so that we may follow after him.
那我想我们今天我再读几读圣经开始。
Now I'd like to read some passages as we begin our time this morning.
那第一句话呢就是我们以前我们读过的在诗篇第97篇第六节。
The first is found in Psalm 97 verse 6. We have read this previously.
诸天表明他的公义，万民看见他的荣耀。
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory.
那我们再读两节我们昨天所注意过的。第一个是马太福音第五章第六节。
We'll read other passages we have read previously, first found in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
那第六章第三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you as well.
我想我们读另外读一句话是在弥迦书第六章第八节。
We read another verse that we can find in the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.
这一句话大家是非常熟悉的。
Now we're very familiar with these words.
哦，对不起，第六章第八节，我说对了吧？
Micah 6:8。
世人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，你向他所要的是什么呢？对不起，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee?But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
那最后我们再读一句是约翰福音第十一章四十节，我们也读过的。
Lastly, we'll read Gospel according to John chapter 11, verse 40. We have read this previously.
这个是主耶稣对马大说的。
Now, this is what the Lord spoke to Martha.
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信。就必看见神的荣耀吗？
Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
那么我想最后再读一句哈，这个是希伯来书第十一章第十五节。
Let us also look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 15.
这个是希伯来书的作者想到亚伯拉罕和他的三代的子孙。
And this words by the author of Hebrews, when he considered Abraham and his descendants.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
Hebrews 11, verses 15 and 16, And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Let us bow head for word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，你每一次都给我们机会聚在你的面前。
Lord, we do thank thee that each time, thou hast given us an opportunity to gather in thy presence.
主啊，我们心里 赞美你，因为你说你是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
And Lord, we thank thee from the depth of our heart, because thou have said thou art God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
就像我们弟兄所说，主啊，你是我们每个人的神。
And as our brother shared with us, thou art also our God.
主啊，我们心里实在是感谢你，实在是赞美你。
Lord, indeed, our hearts do praise and thank thee.
主啊，那么多年你给我们的带领不是知识而已，不是 doctrine 而已。
But throughout all these years, thou hast led us not only in knowledge and in doctrine.
主啊，你把你自己的生命放在我们的里面。
Thou hast placed thy life within us.
主啊，你把你自己的期望、期盼放在我们里面。
And thou hast placed thy hope, thy expectation within us.
主啊，你让我们一生做一个聪明人，能够跟随你。
Lord, help us to be one who is wise to follow after thee.
所以主，我们实在是感谢你，主啊，我们前人的经历是我们今天的encouragement.
Lord, we praise and thank thee. Those saints before us are encouragement to us today.
主啊，求你今天早上，主啊，越过你仆人的软弱和无知，主啊，你把你自己的心，你把你自己的荣耀显在我们的面前。
Our Lord, may you surpass our feebleness and our lack, that you would manifest thy glory, thyself to us this morning.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 那弟兄姊妹，我是很感谢主，我们弟兄昨天下午跟我们交通，说到我们的神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
My brothers and sisters, I praise and thank our Lord that our brother shared with us yesterday afternoon that God, our God, is the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
那我们主耶稣对这句话的解释是说，神不是死人的神，是活人的神。
And our Lord Jesus himself explained these words to us that God is the God of the living and not of the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹，是了不起的事，我们今天怎么认识神呢？
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is wonderful. This is so great that how do we come to know our God today?
我们前人的经历，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Those before us, their experiences of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
甚至于摩西，甚至于大卫，甚至于以赛亚。
Even those of Moses and David and Isaiah.
他们不但得了神的启示，而且他们自己有经历。
Not only have they received revelation, but they also have experience.
所以到他们日子过来的时候，越来越跟耶和华走得近。
As the days go by, they draw closer and nearer to the Lord God.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们跟我们没有什么，没有一点不一样。
My brothers and sisters, the saints before us are all alike with us.
那为什么他们可以他们的一生可以这么样的有意义呢？
Why is it that throughout their life they live such a meaningful life?
那我们的一生是不是也应该这样的有意义呢？
Likewise, ought our lives to also be purposeful?
这不是我们的祷告，这不是我们的羡慕吗？
Is this not our prayer, our desire?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我想我今天我的负担是跟弟兄姊妹交通交通一点亚伯拉罕的事情。我很感谢主，我们弟兄昨天下午说的那么透，我只想交通一点。
Now brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to share with brothers and sisters concerning some individuals such as Abraham, and I thank God that our brother have shared in so much detail concerning Abraham. I just mentioned a few points.
Yeah, 那还有摩西。
And also share with brothers and sisters this morning concerning Moses.
还有大卫。
And David.
那还有以赛亚。
And also Isaiah.
那我可以跟弟兄姊妹说，关于亚伯拉罕，关于摩西，关于大卫，我们圣经里面所记载的很多他们个人的经历，个人的属给他们里面的带领和挣扎。
Now, brothers and sisters, concerning the individuals that we will fellowship on, whether it be Abraham or Moses or David, the scriptures record for us many of their experiences, what they have gone through personally and their struggles.
那 以赛亚比较不一样，以赛亚呢，他的心呢是在神的国，他的心呢是在我们今天的话来讲，他的心是在神的教会。
But for Isaiah, his experience is somewhat different. His heart was upon the kingdom of God, and in our present day experience, our term is the church.
可是无论如何，你看神的义和神的荣耀，在这些弟兄们，在我们前辈的人里面是这么样的真实。
But regardless, we are able to see that the righteousness of God, the glory of God upon them are so true and real.
而且呢，这个都是在他们的一生的过程里面是逐渐增加的，不是一开始就是这样。但是感谢主，他们是这里头逐渐增加的。
Throughout their life, we can see how it is gradual, how it's progressive and accumulative. It adds up, and it is not just one time, but throughout their life, it accumulates.
对，那你看以赛亚书也是一样。以赛亚书一开始，你看到这位先知对耶路撒冷的光景，我们今天的话讲，就是用教会的光景。他的心里面是多么的难受。
We can see, for example, the experience of Isaiah at the beginning when he see the condition of Jerusalem, how it ached and pained his heart. And today, for us, it is the church when we see such a condition.
但是感谢主，时间过来，他看见了有一位要来的神的仆人。
But we thank the Lord in Isaiah's experience, as time goes by, he can see one is to come, and that is the servant of God.
那到最后几章。以赛亚书最后几章都是说到那个荣耀的教会。
And even at the toward the end chapters of Isaiah, then he alludes to that glorious church.
那弟兄姊妹很抱歉，我们我准备这一节呢，就跟弟兄姊妹很简单的说一说这四个人。
So brothers and sisters, I apologize that my fellowship will be only very lightly to touch on these four individuals.
那我们明天呢，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通，所有这些神的义、神的荣耀，怎么到我们身上来？
Then tomorrow I fellowship with brothers and sisters, then all these individuals, it's glory of God then, how does it come upon us?
神的义怎么到我们身上来？
And how does the righteousness of God come upon us?
那等到最后一天，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通，神的义和神的荣耀居然可以到教会。
And at the last session together, we'll look at how the glory of God, how the righteousness of God will be upon the church.
Yeah, 而且可以跟居然历史上有这么样一个例子叫做腓拉铁腓。
And we can see such an example even in history, and that's the church in Philadelphia.
那我昨天下午参加弟兄们的discussion.
And yesterday afternoon, I attended the small group.
我很感谢主，我觉得主给我们弟兄姊妹里头有一个真正的一个盼望，就是说神的义、神的荣耀可以跟我发生关系。
I praise and thank the Lord that the Lord has given brothers and sisters this thought of that the righteousness of God and the glory of God, it is connected with me.
对，跟我有关系，跟我的弟兄姊妹有关系。
It is related to me. It is connected with my brothers and sisters.
所以我想这个 subject 我们就留到明天和后天。
So this particular subject of this relationship will leave for tomorrow and the last day.
对，就是神的义和神的国到底怎么样。跟我有什么关系？怎么能够到我这里面？
Then we will share then this righteousness of God and this glory of God. How, what relationship does have with me and enter into me?
对，那所以今天我们就很快的就交通一点，这我们四位这个前辈的弟兄。
So today we'll fellowship very lightly on the experiences of these four brothers before us.
那感谢主，我们亚伯拉罕的圣经节我也不读了，因为我们昨天我们弟兄都读了。
And the references to concerning Abraham, we won't look at those passages because our brother already mentioned them yesterday.
那我们弟兄昨天提到亚伯拉罕的故事，一句话来解释的话，其实是在新约里面，在使徒行传第七章斯蒂凡所说的。
Now, our brother already summarized for us. If we were to summarize the life of Abraham in one sentence, it will be mentioned for us in the New Testament, and that is in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 2, mentioned by Stephen.
我们的祖宗, 亚伯拉罕, 在你说不达米的时候, 荣耀的神, 向他显现。
And that is that the God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham whilst he was in Mesopotamia.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这是一句很短的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very simple sentence.
可是他显然是说到, 明明说到神的荣耀, 可是他也说到神的公义。
It clearly states for us the glory of God, but in it, it also contains the righteousness of God.
我们说是读约书亚记, 约书亚记的最后一章, 约书亚提到亚伯拉罕祖宗的故事。
Now, when we consider the words in Joshua, the last chapter of Joshua 24, when it mentions about Abraham, and that's the story of Abraham.
他基本上这么说, 他说亚伯拉罕的祖宗啊, 包括他的 他的这个父亲,他们在原来他们住的地方,敬拜别的神。
Basically, in that chapter, when it refers to Abraham, their father and their fathers, that in their ancestors, they are on the other side of the river worshipping idols.
所以弟兄姊妹,敬拜别的神,敬拜偶像这件事情, 那看起来是没什么,其实呢,是
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps we may say, well, worshipping idols and false gods, that's nothing great, but in fact, it is a matter of deceit, of vanity, emptiness.
对,我们诗篇135篇所说了,他说偶像是什么呢?偶像是金子和银子做的,可是呢,他又不会看,又不会听,又不能呼吸。
What does the psalmist tell us concerning idols in Psalm 135? Well, they are made with our hands, gold and silver, yet they cannot see, they cannot hear, they do not have breath in them.
然后他说那个做偶像的人也是一样,那个靠偶像的人也是一样。
And the psalmist continues to tell us those who make the idols and those who rely on the idols, they are the same.
所以说这些人每一天 活在这个偶像的面前,一辈子好像过日子的靠他,这个其实都是全部是虚伪的。And
such who make these idols and rely on them and live before them all throughout their life, all this is empty and false.
为什么说虚伪的呢? 因为他根本就知道这个偶像是假的,可是他非靠他不可。
They do not, they know that the idols are fake, are falsehoods, yet they depend on them.
对,那么, 亚伯拉罕是在那种地方生长。
So Abraham grew up in such an environment.
可是感谢神, 亚伯拉罕生长的时候呢, 他心里呢, 就很不喜欢这些东西。
And when Abraham was growing up, he did not delight in these things.
因为这些东西都是虚伪的,都是 false,都是假的。
He knows that these idols are false.
所以有一天,这位神向他显现,真神向他显现。
One day, the true God, the God of glory, appeared unto him.
圣经没有告诉我们说,这位神怎么样向他显现。
And the Bible did not tell us, well, how did this God appear to him?
可是显现了之后,亚伯拉罕就说,这位真是荣耀的神。
But after God appeared to him, it is recorded for us, the God of glory appeared to him. And all these idols which we have worshipped before this, they are false.
偶像是假的,做偶像的人是假的,靠偶像的人也是假的。
These idols are false, these makers of idols are false, and those who rely on them are also false.
但是这位向我显现的神是真的。
But this God who appeared unto me, he is true and living.
他是真的, 他是真实的。
He is true, he is real.
这个偶像是没有气息的, 我们神是充满了生命的, 我们的生命是他来的。
These idols have no life, no breath in them, but this God who appeared unto me is full of life, and our life is from him.
我们这些偶像, 拜偶像的人, 他们说出来的话都是假的。
And all these idols and those who worship idols, all their words are false.
但是我们的神是完全真的。
But our God, he is wholly true.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 当你想一看，假定这位像亚伯拉罕显现的神有一点虚假，有一点不义，亚伯拉罕会跟他吗？亚伯拉罕会说他是我荣耀的神吗？
Now consider this, if this God who appeared unto Abraham, if there's any falseness, any deceit in him with Abraham who knows about all these idols, follow such a God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是亚伯拉罕为什么要跟从这位神到一个从来自己所不知道的地方去。
So brothers and sisters, this is the reason why Abraham would obey and follow this God to a place where he knew not.
那然后他过他的在路上的经历很有意思。
And the path along the way is quite meaningful.
他进了迦南以后有饥荒。
After he entered Canaan, there was a famine.
那我们知道他就跑到南地，然后再继续跑到埃及。
Then we know from his journey, he went to the south and then he went into Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们想，那何苦呢？你就这样，可是呢？跟从亚伯拉罕出来的有很多人，那饥荒一来啊，没有两三天人都死光。
Now we know that it's not easy. It's not just Abraham, but many who went with him. So with the famine, perhaps in days, then they will all starve to death.
到了埃及，亚伯拉罕说谎。
And when he entered into Egypt, Abraham lied.
他说，这是我的妹妹。
He called Sarah his sister.
原因是说这样的话呢，这个埃及人不会杀他。
Now we know the reason then he thought was then by doing so the Egyptians would not kill him.
我们感谢神，神出手了。
We thank God, God intervened.
他禁止法老做不该做的事。
And he stopped Pharaoh from doing what he ought not to do.
所以法老就请亚伯拉罕和他们一家走。
So then, Pharaoh asked, Abraham and his, to leave.
那在整个的过程中间，圣经没有记载说神跟亚伯拉罕说了什么。
Throughout all this, the scriptures did not record any word that God has spoken unto Abraham.
很奇妙的是，亚伯拉罕离开之后，他马上就回到他原来住坛的地方，在那里求告神的名。
And what is wonderful is when he left, he went back to the place where he previously set up an altar and he called upon the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他说什么呢？圣经里没有讲。
Now, brothers and sisters, what did he say in that experience? The scriptures did not record for us.
但是我相信亚伯拉罕回去一定在这个祭坛的面前说，神啊，我对不起你。
I would consider that Abraham, in his experience back to that altar, he would have confessed his sin to God, how he had wronged God.
我对不起你，对不起我妻子。
Yeah, I'm sorry, God, and I'm also apologize to my wife.
那这个中间，这个过程当中，神没有说一句话。
Throughout this process, God did not speak.
那下一个故事呢，就是我们昨天我们弟兄说了，他在和这个罗德分开。
Our brother shared this with us yesterday. The next experience he had was to separate with Lot.
我感谢主，亚伯拉罕到这个时候，他知道他要拣选的不是那个水土肥沃的地方，他要罗德要往索多玛和俄摩拉那边去，世界去，但是亚伯拉罕要跟随神。
We praise and thank the Lord that at this point of Abraham's experience, he realized that he is not to choose the things, the goodness of this world, the fertile land, but Lot went toward Sodom and Gomorrah, went toward the world.
我实在很感谢主，亚伯拉罕慢一步一步的知道神要带领他的是什么。
We praise and thank God that gradually Abraham began to know what is the journey which God will lead him on.
不是那个世界，而是这一位神。
Step by step, it is toward God and not the world.
那我们昨天我们弟兄也说了，亚伯拉罕在救回他的这个罗德以后，那就碰到了这个麦基洗德。
Our brother also shared with us yesterday after Abraham rescued Lot, he encountered Melchizedek.
那这个是亚伯拉罕和他的家族在迦南所打的第一次的大仗。
And this is Abraham and his household and the first battle which he fought in the land of Canaan.
其实亚伯拉罕心里很紧张的。
In fact, there was much struggle in the heart of Abraham.
但是这位麦基洗德来跟他说，是那一位至高的神让你得胜。
And but this Melchizedek came to Abraham and said, it is the Most High God who will give you the victory.
有弟兄昨天说了，麦基洗德是至高神的祭司。
And our brother shared with us yesterday, this Melchizedek is the high priest of the Most High God.
可是这个希伯来文这个麦基洗德的这句名字很有意思。所谓麦基洗德的那个洗德的意思就是 righteousness, 就是仁义。
And this name Melchizedek is very meaningful in the Hebrew because this part of Zedek means righteousness.
所以麦基洗德的意思就是仁义的王。
And so, Melchi is king, so Melchizedek is the king of righteousness.
Yeah, 所以感谢主，这个，所以对于亚伯拉罕来说，这个义这个字又到他的眼前了。
We thank the Lord, again, this matter of righteousness appears before Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕就把他的 loot, 就是把他那个打仗赢了过来的东西，十分之一就献给了这位至高的神。
Therefore, the spoils which Abraham gained from the victory in battle, he offered one tenth to this King Melchizedek.
那么这个索多玛的一个王呢，他们因为亚伯拉罕把他们好几个王都救出来了，所以那索多玛王说是，哎，他说，这个钱财物你拿，人口你归我，归给我。
And this king of Sodom, because he was rescued also along with the other kings, and he said to Abraham, well, you have keep all the spoils, just give me the people.
其实亚伯拉罕说，他说你全部都拿走，我什么都不要，一根鞋带，一根线我都不要。
But Abraham refused and said, you can take it all. I do not want one thread, not even one latchet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，了不起的是，我不知道亚伯拉罕这个感觉怎么来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is very great. I don't know where Abraham had this thought.
就一边是至高神，一边是地上的君王。
On the one hand, it is the Most High God, and on the other side is the King of this world.
那亚伯拉罕要把十分之一献给这个至高的神，他要跟地上的君王一点关系都没有。
Now, he was to offer up one tenth to the Most High God, and he would have nothing to do with the King of this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们记得吗？是主耶稣说的，我们是要侍奉神呢，还是要侍奉马门呢
？Brothers and sisters, you recall those words our Lord Jesus said. Are we to serve the Lord God or Mammon?
许多许多年以前，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕，他就是要侍奉神，他就要跟马门没有关系。
And many many years ago, our father Abraham, he wanted to serve the Most High God and would nothing have nothing to do with Mammon.
所以弟兄姊妹，我容我说一句话，那个我们这那么多年哈，主耶稣以后那么多年，从差不多从第三世纪到第十五、十六世纪，所谓的基督教就是腐败在跟地上的君王和地上的诸侯勾结。
So brothers and sisters, allow me to add on these words is that starting with the 3rd century to about 15th, 16th century, the so-called Christendom, was corrupted by their union with the prince, the kings of this world.
所以你若是读我们王弟兄和王圣母他们翻译的那个走天路的教会，你就基本上你会看到这个。
Now if you were to read thetranslation of our brother Wong and sister Wong's The Pilgrim Church, we can see this in that book.
所以你看那个时候是亚伯拉罕，他要跟这位至高的神有关系，他要跟这个地上的君王没有关系。
So we can see that Abraham, even in his day, wants to serve the true and living Most High God and have nothing to do with the king of this world.
那这个故事以后的故事就是有一天晚上，耶和华就在 那个亚伯拉罕到那个帐篷外面说，你看天上有多少的星，多少的星，你以后的子孙就那么多。
And then the story continues to progress, and the Lord led Abraham out of his tent to look up into the skies and said to him, you see the stars in the skies, well, this is as many as your descendants.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你或者我，我们能够相信吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, with such a view, would you and I be able to believe this?
但是那个圣经说，说亚伯拉罕信神。
The scripture simply records for us that Abraham believed, he believed God, and God credited to him as his righteousness.
我相信亚伯拉罕相信的并不是说神有一天要给他千千万万的儿女。
And now, that Abraham in his heart did not just only think that one day that God will bless him with thousands and millions of descendants.
那亚伯拉罕一想起来，我这一路过来，我的神都是真的。别的都是假的。
The thought in Abraham's heart was that, well, throughout all my journey, I know this God is the true and living God, and all others are false.
而且我的神没有不义。
And my God is altogether righteous.
他在我一路上的管教，他都是对的。
And all his discipline upon me throughout is right.
他要我不要说谎言，他是对的。
He does not want me to lie, and he is right.
他要我回到他的祭坛，他是对的。
He wants me to return back to his altar. That is right.
他要我跟他有关系，他要我跟世界上的君王诸侯没有关系，他是对的。
Wants me only to have union with him and no other relationship with the kings of this world.
所以，但他跟我说，有一天，这样的子孙要遍满全地，他是对的。
He showed.One day my descendants would be as many as the stars in the heavens, and he is right.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕跟我们是一样的人。
Brothers and sisters, Abraham and we are alike.
神对他的期望跟神对我们的期望没有两样。
God's hope and expectation for Abraham is the same which he has for us.
但是感谢主，我们昨天弟兄也说了，等到他这个这个以撒长大的时候，有一天神跟他说，你要把他带到那个摩利亚山，你要把他当作燔祭献给我。
And as our brother shared with us yesterday, when Isaac grown, then God spoke to Abraham and say, well, you will bring him to Mount Moriah and offer him up to me.
你说亚伯拉罕懂不懂呢？
We would ask, did Abraham understand?
亚伯拉罕当然知道燔祭是什么意思。
Of course, Abraham understood what the burnt offering is.
他知不知道神为什么要这样做呢？
Did he realize why God wanted to do so?
他不见得知道。
Does not know.
但是神说你要去三天。
But God told him to go 3 days.
感谢主，我们昨天弟兄说了。这三天里面，我想亚伯拉罕想的很多。
Our brother already shared with us yesterday. Throughout these 3 days journey, there must be a lot going through Abraham's head.
那亚伯拉罕他若是觉得神啊，你说我以前生的那儿子不是你要的，这个现在生的儿子才是你要的。
Well, God, you said that my other son is not the one you're after, but this is the one that you want.
那他现在长大了，你要让我把他作为燔祭。
Now that he is grown and you want me to offer him up to you as a burnt offering.
你以前跟我说过，你这个约，你的约是要给他的。
And you have mentioned to me, God, that your covenant is to be given to him.
那我若是把他献了燔祭，你的约怎么办呢？
Now if I were to offer him up as a sacrifice, a burnt offering, then what would happen to your covenant?
亚伯拉罕可以说，主啊，算了算了，你太高，你的要求太严，算了，我就回去了。
Perhaps Abraham could have this choice and say to God, well, God, you're too strict, your requirements are too high, I'll just forget about it and I'll go back.
感谢主，希伯来说，他们若是要回到他们原来出来的家乡，他们还是可以回去，但是他们不回去。
But the book of Hebrews tells us if they were to return from where they came, they would have opportunity to do so, but they did not.
感谢主，这三天里面，希伯来书告诉我们，亚伯拉罕想到一件事。
We thank God that in these 3 days, the book of Hebrews tells us this was what Abraham considered.
他说，亚伯拉罕说，他说，他就想到，他说或许神要叫他的儿子从死里复活。
And the book tells us that perhaps that the Lord would be able to raise him from the dead.
这是希伯来书十一章。
And Hebrews 11 tells us this.
那他说，那亚伯拉罕觉得说是，说不定他那个儿子神还会给还给他。
The author of Hebrews tells us that Abraham considered that God will give him back this son.
是我们弟兄昨天已经说了。
Our brother shared with us yesterday.
亚伯拉罕献了没有？他献了。
Did Abraham offer? He did offer Isaac.
献了之后，可是神是不是又把儿子还给他呢？儿子还给他了。
And he offered Isaac to God, and did God accept it and return Isaac to him? God did.
感谢主，从这个时候，他这个儿子不只是他的，而且是神的。
From that point on, that son not only is Abraham's son, but that son belongs to God.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，我们当然我们昨天弟兄也说了，我们罗马书十二章说到奉献做活祭。
Our brother shared, and we mentioned before, this offering, this sacrifice, is a living sacrifice in Romans chapter 12.
这主一定要带我们每个人经过这个。
And the Lord is to lead each one of us through this.
把我们从我们自己里面带出来。
To bring us out from ourselves.
我的儿子不再是我的，我的儿子虽然是我的，可是我的儿子也是神的。
God, this son is mine, but not only mine, he belongs to you.
我的命不只是我的，我的命是属于神的。
My life, God, is not only mine, but it belongs to you, God.
所以感谢主，圣经里面我们看到，我们弟兄也马上要说到，以撒、雅各。
And so, our scriptures tell us that our brother will also share with us, and Isaac and Jacob.
从那个时候开始，从亚伯拉罕献了以撒开始，这个以撒感谢主就属于神的。
We thank God from the moment when Abraham offered up Isaac, Isaac belongs to God.
希伯来书说是撒拉也好，以撒也好，雅各也好，约瑟也好，他们都是羡慕天上更美的家乡。
So those descendants, whether we mention is Sarai or Isaac or Jacob or Joseph, they are all individuals who long for that heavenly, better country.
虽然活在地上，行走在地上，但是心底羡慕天上更美的家乡。
Though their walk is on earth, yet their eyes and their longing.
他说，神被称为他们的神，也不以为耻。
And God said, He is not ashamed to be called their God.
而且他为他们准备了一座城。
That God had prepared for them a city.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是亚伯拉罕的 life.
No, brothers and sisters, this is Abraham's life.
好不容易的事情。
It is not easy.
走旷野的路很不容易的事情。
It is not easy on this wilderness.
因为神不能够从一开始就把他全部的事情告诉亚伯拉罕。
Because God did not and cannot tell Abraham all of the what is to come at the beginning.
许多的事情都要亚伯拉罕一步一步经历的。
Many of these things are to be experienced by Abraham step by step.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们所说的十字架的路也就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, today what we call the way of the cross is the same.
神不会从一开始就告诉你这十字架的路是怎么回事。
God will not tell us at the very onset what this way of the cross is all about.
但是十字架的路是要让我们走的。
But the way of the cross is for us to tread upon.
走的时候很苦。
When we're upon it, perhaps it is difficult.
甚至于我们心里说，主啊，你为什么要让我经过这个呢？
Perhaps to a point we will ask God, God, why do you have me on this way?
但是每一步当我们经过以后，当我们回头看，神是有莫大的智慧。
But when we have gone on this way and we look back and we see and we confess that God, you're God,
神有极大的目标。
And you have such a high purpose, God.
主也给我够用的恩典。让我可以走上去。
God has provided sufficient grace for me to go on this way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不但是亚伯拉罕，你看摩西是这样，你看大卫是这样，你看以赛亚也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, this is not only Abraham, but when we look at Moses and David and Isaiah, it is all the same.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经里面主耶稣告诉我们的，这些使徒们告诉我们，都是千真万确的真话。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord himself told us and all the apostles told us, and it is true and worthy of acceptation.
好，那我想这个亚伯拉罕的事情我就放在这里。我现在跟弟兄姊妹交通一点摩西。
So we'll finish our thought on Abraham in this way and we'll move on to Moses.
那摩西我想只跟弟兄姊妹交通两件事。
Now there are two experiences of Moses I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
你知道很奇妙，那摩西一开始啊，80岁，那么神就在旷野里面，就一个荆棘的火焰里面跟他说，摩西啊，他说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的亚神，雅各的神。
And so this is Abraham, Moses' experience when he was 80 in the wilderness and God appeared to him in the burning bush and said to him, I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
我很感谢主，那个摩西的妈妈曾经跟他讲过，谁是亚伯拉罕，谁是以撒，谁是雅各。
We thank and praise God that Abraham's mother told Moses before, who is Abraham, who is Isaac, and who is Jacob.
好了，那么现在呢，摩西呢，他是要到埃及去把埃及的百姓救出来。
And so now Moses is to go to Egypt and to save God's people.
Yeah.Deliver
God's people.
对，那弟兄姊妹，这个在埃及的以色列的百姓哈，已经去了400多年了。
So now at this point, the people of Israel, they've been there for 400 years.
那很多以色列，神对以色列那么多年的带领，大部分人都不知道。
So all the guidance, of God upon Israel, most of the people would not know.
所以只有他们中间的一些长老，他们中间的一些领袖，那在埃及人没注意的时候，他们把自己当年神给他们的带领留下来。
Perhaps the elders, the leaders of the people, when the Egyptians are not aware, they will continue to share about God and how God has led them.
所以我们知道那个耶和华到叫摩西去，你跟法老讲。
And so we know that the Lord God told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh.
那有一句话很有意思，那叫摩西去跟法老说是你要让我的百姓出去，好让他们侍奉我。
And these are the words that God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me.
那以色列是我的儿子，以色列是我的长子。
And God says that Israel is my son, my firstborn.
那这个是在出埃及记第四章第二十二节。
This is in the Exodus chapter 4, verse 22.
弟兄姊妹很有意思，谁晓得这些事呢？只有摩西知道，因为这是神差遣摩西去跟以色列百姓讲。
Now, brothers and sisters, who knows about this? Well, only Moses, because Moses was sent by God to tell the people.
对，对不起，我应该说。神差遣摩西去跟法老讲。
I meant that God sent Moses to tell Pharaoh.
但是感谢主，我们摩西就把这些事情登记记在这个出埃及记里头。
But we thank the Lord because Moses recorded this in Exodus for us.
这个非常有意思。以色列是我的儿子，以色列是我的长子。
It tells us there that Israel is my son, my firstborn.
那以色列是我的儿子，这句话很容易了解。
Now perhaps we can understand these words that Israel is my son.
是因为他们的祖先是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Because their father is Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
但是什么叫做以色列是我的长子呢？
But what does it mean when it says Israel is my firstborn?
长子的意思是要继承父亲一切的产业。
Because the firstborn was to inherit all the inheritance of the father.
而且长子呢是要把我父亲的一切的丰富向四周围一切的邻舍一切的人让他们知道。
And the firstborn was to display all the fullness of the father of this inheritance to the neighbors, to all those around.
好像神会有第二个儿子第三个儿子第四个儿子好多好多的儿子但是以色列是我的长子。
It seems as if God were to have many sons, second and third and fourth, but Israel is my firstborn.
所以弟兄姊妹你想想看六十多万的男丁剩下的总共加起来男男女女加起来大约两百万人他们在四百年中间没有听说过从来没有好好有 Bible study 能够知道神在我们的祖宗的身上做了什么事。
So brothers and sisters, consider this. 600 fighting men, the total of men and women and children are over 2 million, but they had never had this thought, no Bible study to think this is the work that God has to do in their midst.
他们在埃及的时候是做奴隶的烧砖做墙的。
They were slaves in Egypt and they were to build the cities.
是被埃及人所看不起的。
They were despised, looked down upon by the Egyptians.
但是神说这些人将来要承继我的产业。
But God calls these people his firstborn, they will inherit his inheritance.
他要向四围的人做我的代表。
And they will be my representative to all those around them.
向四围的人做我的见证。
And they are my testimony to all around them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你能够想象这件事吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine this?
摩西能够想象这件事吗？
Can Moses imagine such a thing?
但是就是神所说的。
But this is what God has said.
那等到我们来到这第一年当中，当然。摩西所记载的事情好多都是第一年和第二年的所以就是从埃及出来大部分都是第一第二年的
This was one of the items that Moses recorded for us and actually in fact many of the recordings for us occurred in the first 2 years after their exodus from Egypt
对那么当然最后生命记是他最后一年四十年中间最后一年写的
And we can see then Deuteronomy is the last year of his life, the last of the 40 years.
这其他的四本书都是前面两年的事。
And all the other four books mostly occurred in the first 2 years of this journey.
那等到我们说了他们进来，这个从过了红海过来之后，那么等到那个出埃及记的十九章，神就跟摩西讲，他说呀，他说我要这些百姓呢。要做我圣这个祭司的国度圣洁的国民。
And after they were delivered out and they crossed the Red Sea in Exodus chapter 19, it tells us, God tells Moses that I'm to make them a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.
想想看60万的男丁从来没有跟神有什么接触过。
And so we consider again just the multitude, 600 male, 600,000 male, they have never encountered God before.
但是神说，我要让他们成为祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
And God says, I will make them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个我们没有办法想象的一个 expectation.
Brothers and sisters, this is an expectation that we have not imagined.
我记得我们王弟兄写过好多书。
Now, I remember that our brother Wang, he wrote many books.
那很多先知书了我们王弟兄写的他每一次一开始呢他都要说到这个出埃及记十九章这一句话。
Many of the books our brother wrote about the prophets, at the beginning, he refers to this verse in Exodus 19.
对就是神要让他的百姓作为他圣洁的祭司对不起这个祭司的国度圣洁的国民。
And this verse tells us then God is to make them a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
不只是利未人是每一个人。
Now, not only the Levites, but all of them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹你有没有想到神对他自己的百姓有何等 的这个 expectation, 希望。
Have we ever considered what a great expectation that God has for his people?
所以也有没有想到神对我们每个人有这么样 great expectation.
We consider such a great expectation which God has upon each one of us.
所以这个是抓住了摩西的心。
And this took hold of the heart of Moses.
你知道后来在这个第一第二年里面是发生了很多事。
And after this, the following years, many things took place.
那就是这两年，前面的两年。
In 2 years, the first 2 years.
Yeah, 我就给弟兄姊妹举三个例子。每一次有什么难处啊，这个以色列的百姓啊，就想要回埃及去。
And so we can look at only 3 examples. And each time something comes up, the people immediately thought, I want to go back to Egypt.
那所以弟兄姊妹，在神觉得好难呐。
So brothers and sisters, when we got these hardships.
那好不容易。所以弟兄姊妹当然不容易，这些人从来没有在埃及的时候从来没有接触过神的神，现在你要他做长子，现在你要他做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
And when the people say to God, God, this is too hard, and it is not easy, it is difficult, they've never known God, but now God's expectation for them is to be a firstborn, to be a priestly kingdom and a holy nation.
所以我们记得第一次当摩西到山上去的40天，结果呢这个百姓就在底下逼着那个亚伦做一个金牛犊。
And we remember when Moses was on the mount for 40 days and 40 nights, the people then forced Aaron to make the golden calf.
那这个金牛犊呢是埃及的神。
This golden calf, it was the god of Egypt.
所以以色列的百姓呢都是想到的埃及的事。
So everything on the mind of the people were on Egypt.
那所以这个是第一次。
This is the first time.
那当然这个呢不只是两三个人的事情，这是好多人的事情。
Of course, this is not just two or three individuals, but the entire multitude.
那第二次这个故事呢是当约书亚和加勒还有另外十个探子进了探迦南然后出来。
Another example would be when Joshua and Caleb and the 10 spies, they enter into Canaan and came back with the report.
这个十个探，他们所有探子出来的，这是牛栏鱼蜜之地。
All the spies came back and reported this is a land indeed flowing with milk and honey.
但是十个探子说不可能，他们太强了，我们不可能的。
But 10 of the spies reported that, oh, it's impossible. They are too strong and big for us.
那这个是，那然后呢，这些百姓啊，尤其是男的，这些男丁啊，都说，为什么不让我们回到埃及去呢？
And then all the people, especially the males, they said, why don't you just let us go back to Egypt?
是，不然的话，我们的妇女小孩都要死在这个地方。
Otherwise, all our wives and our children, they will die here.
所以 ,OK, 这是第二次。第三次呢是这个可拉党的事情。这是在民数记第16章。我们刚才约书亚和加勒的事情是在民数记的14章。
So this recording of Joshua and Caleb is in Numbers chapter 14, and then the third example is number 16 with the clan, the tribe of Korah.
对。那他们呢是跟摩西怎么讲呢？他说我们以前是在牛奶与之与地与蜜之地，那你呢要把我们带到这个新的牛奶与蜜之地，你现在没有办法把我们带到新的牛奶与地的之与蜜之地。
So in this example, then they told Moses, well, we were in a land flowing with milk and honey, but you want to bring us into a new land of milk and honey, but you cannot bring us in.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这个以色列的百姓，尤其是男丁，动不动就想到埃及，动不动就想到埃及是那个牛奶与蜜之地。
Our brothers and sisters, we can see all the time on the mind of the people is Egypt. Especially the males, they always thought of Egypt as the land with milk and honey.
你记得吗？神对他们有何等的希望？说你们出来是要做长子的，你们出来是要做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
We recall this great expectation which God has for them to deliver them out to be firstborn and the kingly priesthood and also a holy nation.
你们出来。 是为了要进迦南，进了迦南之后，那才真正的流奶与蜜之地，你们在那里为我做见证。
You are to come out and enter into Canaan, and there is the land, the true land flowing of milk and honey, and there you'll be my witnesses.
所以当那个这样的情况之下，就是加勒约书亚的事情以后，耶和华神说了一句很痛心的话。
So after this experience with Joshua and Jacob, the Lord God said these words that really pained his heart.
他说呀，你们这一代男丁啊，不能进迦南。
God said then, this generation of the men, they cannot enter into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们神是非常智慧，他知道这一代男丁是不可能的。
Now, our God is a wise God, and he knows that this generation cannot.
他就说，你下一代的人要进迦南。
And God said, your next generation, they shall enter.
但是你这一代的人呢，他还是好好的养活他们。
But this generation, you still need to do well to raise them.
但摩西在生命记里头说，他说我们那么多年在旷野里面，我们鞋子没有穿破，我们衣服没有穿破。
And throughout all these years in the wilderness, Moses said that our clothes are not worn and our shoes do not have holes in them.
那神用他的玛纳养我们。
And God has fed us with his manna.
但是我们跟神的见证没有份。
Yet, then we have no part in God's testimony.
那就在这个约书亚加勒的事情之后，神说你们不能进迦南之后，神说了一句话，他说遍地都要充满我的荣耀。
And after this experience with Joshua and Caleb, God said these words that the earth shall be filled with my glory.
那这个是民数记大概第14章第21节。
This is in Numbers chapter 14 verse 21.
所以弟兄姊妹你看，虽然这一代进不去了，但是神的旨意，神的 glory, expectation of glory 没有改变。
So brothers and sisters, we can see, though this first generation cannot enter, but God's expectation of glory does not change.
那果然这一代40年之后，下一代约书亚带下一代进了迦南。
And we see it was Joshua who led then the next generation to enter in.
所有这些事情在摩西心里的留下一个非常深刻的印象。
All these things left a very deep impression.
那你记得吗？摩西曾经跟神说，他说神啊，求你让我看见你的荣耀。
You know that Moses once said to God, God, show me your glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们圣经里面说摩西是面对面见神的。
Brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that Moses saw God face to face.
但是在他里面还不一个东西不满足，他要看见神的荣耀。
But yet, there's still a longing in his heart that is not satisfied. He said to God, I want to see your glory.
那神说，他说我的荣耀太亮了，他说你受不了的。所以呢，我的荣耀过来的时候呢，你就站在这个磐石的穴中，我的手给你遮盖起来。你可以等我过去之后，你可以看见我的背。
And so when God said to answered Moses and said, My glory is too great for you to bear. But after I walk by, you will be hid in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hands, and you shall see my back.
所以，亲爱的主，你看到这个摩西这个人和神之间的关系吗？
So brothers and sisters, you can see such a relationship Moses has with God.
求主给我们恩典，有一天我们也跟神说，主啊，我们要看见你的荣耀。
For us, if the Lord is gracious, one day we will say to him, God, show me your glory.
但是感谢主，神已经把他的荣耀放在他儿子的面上。
But we thank God, he has already shown us his glory in the face of his son.
当我们的里面的光景对的时候，弟兄姊妹，你一定看见在耶稣的面上看见神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, when our condition is right within, we shall surely see the glory of God in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那关于摩西的第二点。
Another point about Moses.
那个当他们出来埃及之后第一年哈、啊、这个摩西治理神那么多百姓啊他很苦。
Now, a year after leaving Egypt, Moses was ruling over the people, all this multitude, he felt it was very difficult and very.
民数记十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
摩西跟主说，他说主啊，他说这些人，你难道要让我把他们抱在我的怀里，像我自己的儿、自己的女一样吗？
And Moses said to God in Numbers 11, God, will I to bear these people as the father, his suckling child?
说这些人这么样多的麻烦，他说你呀、啊，一定要叫我把他们抱在我的怀里，当作一个吃奶的婴儿。
And so Moses said to God, God, would you have me carry these people in my bosom as a father, his suckling child?
主啊，你把我杀了算了。
I would rather you slay me.
那你知道我们主没有跟他直接回。
Now our Lord did not directly answer Moses.
主就跟他安排一些其他的人帮助他。
What God did was he arranged for others to help.
可是很有意思，当摩西说主啊，你要我把你的所有这些百姓抱在怀里当作我的婴孩，你要我这样吗？
But very interestingly, when Moses said this to God, would you want me to carry them in my bosom as the father, his suckling child?
但你知道主没有回答。
No, God did not reply.
可是以赛亚书里面怎么说呢？
What did Isaiah say about this?
以赛亚说，他说我们的主啊，把我们这些人抱在他的怀里。
But the Isaiah says that God himself bore us in his bosom.
所以你看，感谢主。所以摩西啊，等到他生命记快要完了的时候
，God, when Moses was about to finish writing Deuteronomy,
在生命记第我想第看看哈，第33章。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 33,
第二节到第三节
，verses 2 and 3 there.
那摩西说，他说这个神呢。从西乃山赐下这个烈火的律法。
So God says, Moses says that God have given the fiery law in his hand.
所以当摩西形容神的律法的时候，他是叫烈火的律法。
So this is Moses' description of the law of God. It's his fiery law.
但是马上下一句他就说，但是他疼爱他的百姓，他的百姓坐在他的面前。
But immediately, which follows when Moses described a law of fire, he says, yea, he loved the peoples. God loved his people.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常说到神的十条诫命，说到那个时候的律法，我们都说，哎呀，这个律法一定是很严格的，一定是不讲人情的。这个律法呢就是这样，好像我们的觉得是这样。
So brothers and sisters, every time we think of the law or his law, we think, oh, it's very strict, very stern, and there's no mercies in the law. That would be a very natural thought we have about his commandments.
但是在摩西的感觉，律法一面是烈火的律法，一面是神疼爱他的百姓。
But this is Moses' word on that, yes, his law is a law of fire, but we know that God loves all his people.
你记得我们主耶稣怎么解释十条诫命。
And this is what our Lord's explanation of the Ten Commandments.
主说，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，爱主你的神，也爱你的邻舍，如同自己。
And our Lord said, this is the commandment, to love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy might, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是摩西的经历。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the experience of Moses.
所以摩西的晚年也是生命记里他说了一句很有意思的话。他说神是你们的生命。
So, even at the end of Moses' life in Deuteronomy, he said these very meaningful words that God is your life.
这个是生命记30章第19节到20节。
This is in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses So brothers and sisters, can you imagine that even in the Old Testament, These words are written that God is.
神是我们的生命，是新约的想法。
Now this thought of God is our life. This is a thought in the New Testament.
但是神，这个摩西被神带了四十年，摩西里面的感觉就是说，神是我们的生命。
But this is Moses' experience. God has led him for 40 years, and this is his summary that God is our life.
这弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers,
摩西跟你我没有什么不一样。
Moses and you and I are all alike.
所以关于摩西的经历是我们的 encouragement.
So this heart of Moses is our encouragement.
那我们还有15分钟时间，我想交通一点大卫。
We have 15 minutes. I'll just share a mention about David.
弟兄姊妹，大卫一辈子，我们知道大卫爱神。
We know this story of David all through his life.
可是有一个很奇妙的事情，神的意志在他里面是从他年轻的时候就一个有特殊的一个地位。
Now we know this experience of David even when in his youth this matter of the righteousness of God has a position in his heart.
诗篇23篇是在前面说到他做牧人的时候。
In the 23rd Psalm, it shares about David's life as a shepherd.
那前面那一部分，所以第23章第三节，那大卫说，他说他是神耶和华是因他的名引导我走义路。
So this first part of the 23rd Psalm shares with us about this shepherding, and David mentions that for his name's sake, he leads me on the way of righteousness.
所以很有意思的事情，大卫那个时候知道做好人，做好的走正路。
So at that point of David's life, he knows to be a good person to go on the right way.
但是很奇妙的一件事情是，他想到有的时候我们不会想到的，就是这一条。好的正的路呢，是原来是神的义路。
One thing he thought of that we would not consider when we go on the way, we want to choose the good way, the right way, but he calls it the way, the path of righteousness.
是，而且是神是因他的名，好像他走这个义路的时候，有神的名在这个路上，神的名字在这个路上。
And this path of righteousness is for his name's sake. So in other words, David's saying, when I'm on this path,It is for his name's sake. His name is on this path.
弟兄姊妹，他那个时候还不过是个牧童。
So brothers and sisters, we consider at this time of David's life, he's a lad.
到了这个诗篇第四篇。
So in the fourth Psalm,
诗篇第四篇第一节啊，他那个大卫说是那显我为义的神。
And in the fourth Psalm, there it says that David says, O God of my righteousness.
是，我很喜欢英文说的 God of my righteousness.
I love.
就是说，对，我有一个义啊，这个义呢是跟神有关系的。
I love the English translation when it says, O God of my righteousness. I have a righteousness, but my righteousness is connected, related to God.
这好像比我们所说的显我为义的神呢。更丰富。
Then it is even more rich and more full in this term than that God who has called me righteous.
诗篇第四篇里面，大卫是说，有些人是讥笑他，说你不对，你不义，你不应该。
And so in the fourth Psalm, the context is that David is saying others are scoffing at him and accuse him and say he is wrong.
那这些人谁呢？大卫说这些人是上流人。
And what does this David says upon these people who call him these? They're the sons of men.
所以说你们都说我不义，但是神说我义。
Though others, these princes and others call him unrighteous, but God is my God of my righteousness, deem him right.
我很感谢主，有一天我去查这个 Spurgeon。写的关于诗篇的他的那个 comment。
So I thank God that one day when I was looking at this and I saw this is the commentary from Spurgeon regarding this righteousness.
Spurgeon 用最最对于这句话的就是说显我唯一的神他怎么解释呢
And this is Spurgeon's explanation of this O God of my righteousness.
他说你让我先我就让我读一下英文好不好 Spurgeon 说 You are the author, the witness, the maintainer, the judge, the rewarder of my righteousness. 就是说你是我义的源头是我的义的证人你是扶持我的义的你是我义的裁判你是我义的赏赐的人。
So this is what Spurgeon explains about this righteousness that he is our author, he is our witness, he is our maintainer, he is our judge, and he is our rewarder.
大卫受苦的时候，最受苦的时候就是他从20岁到30岁的时候，差不多。
And this is the most difficult time of David's life when he was in distress from 20 to 30 years old.
但是大卫说，他说大卫说神是我义的源头。我的义是从他来的。
But David says that God of my righteousness, you're my author of my righteousness is from you.
那神也是我义的证人。
And God is also the witness of my righteousness.
所以你们这些上流人说我是不义，但是神说我是义的。
So you sons of men, these upper class people or prince, and you call me unrighteous, but God is my witness.
神也是我义的扶持，是我的义的 sustainer。我常常会跌倒的，但是神是我义的扶持。
But God is also the maintainer of my righteousness. He sustains me. I often fall, but He sustains me in His righteousness.
那神是我义的裁判，就是你们可以随你们怎么说，但是说我义或者说我不义的是神。
But God is also the judge of my righteousness, even though whatever you claim, but God says I'm right or I'm wrong. He is my judge.
那还有呢，神是我义的赏赐。
And God is also my reward of my righteousness.
神若是说我是义，他会给我赏赐。
If God calls me righteous, he will also be a rewarder of that righteousness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是年轻的大卫和他的神之间这个关系。
Brothers and sisters, this is the young David and his relationship with God.
这个神的义是，这英文说是 front and center of his life, of the 大卫的心的生命。
This righteousness in David's life, as we would say in English, it is front and center of the life of David.
那我们知道这个大卫这个义不是说说而已。那大卫的诗篇第16篇第8节他有一句话。
And so David is not only mouthing these words of righteousness, but in Psalm 16 verse 8, David says,
大卫说，他说我把耶和华放在我的面前，他在我的右边，我就不至于动摇。
David says that I have placed Jehovah, the Lord God, always before me, and I shall not be moved.
什么意思呢？就是大卫呀，就不会把神呢放在别的地方。那有的时候我们，对不起，我常常把我太太拿来做例子，要跟太太吵架了，我就说神啊，主啊，你到另外一个房间去，让我对付他，对付足了，我再回来，你再出来。
And so I always use my wife as an illustration. And so sometimes for us, when we fight with our wife, for me, I would say, God, can you step to the other room first? And then after we have our fight, after this is over, then you can come back.
但是大卫不会把神请到别的一间房间去。大卫说，神啊，你要在我的右边。
But that is not so with David and not asking God to go to another room, but the Lord is always before him at his right hand.
要我不做一个不义的人，要我做一个义人。
Let me not be one who is unrighteous, but one who is righteous before you.
那当我们大卫，我们主耶稣告诉我们是求神的国，神的义。
So when our Lord Jesus tells us to seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness.
然后大卫很快的，30岁以后他就想到做王这件事。
And so very quickly, David, when he was 30, he thought about this matter of being a king.
圣经里没有说他想做王，但是圣经里是告诉我们说，百姓需要他做王。
The Bible did not tell us David wanted to be king, but then it tells us the people wanted to make him king.
那他呢，有一天跟那个先知啊，当时拿单就跟先知讲说，我要为我们的神耶和华神做一个家，做一个house.
He said to the prophet Nathan, he had this thought in mind to build a house for the Lord God.
那拿单跟神讲，神就说，他说我那么多年，我在我百姓中间，没有人跟我提说要帮我做一个house.
And so God answered Nathan and said, all these years, no one had this mind, this thought to make me a house.
那大卫的心是这样，那我要使他的家坐在永远坐在宝座上。
Because David has such a heart, I will establish his throne forever.
那拿单就回来跟大卫讲，大卫一听，这大卫就来到神的面前。And
Nathan told David these words, and so David came before the Lord God.
那你知道大卫怎么说？大卫说，他说神啊，他说愿意以色列知道你是治理以色列的神，然后。
This is David's reply to the Lord God that may Israel know that you're the one who rules over his people, and that's why you have established my house on the throne. This is in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 26.
弟兄姊妹，这句话为什么那么重要呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, why are these words so important?
若是有人要立我为王，有人要立你为王，我们高兴得不得了。
Now, if someone wanted to anoint me king, how I would be so joyful.
但是大卫不是这样，大卫说，主啊，你要让我做王，可以，可是你先要做以色列的神。And
David's reply to God was, God, if you were to make me king, that's wonderful, but let the people know that you will be magnified, that you're the one who rules over his people.
对，我们弟兄翻译了，已经翻译。你不但是以色列的神，而且你要真正的治理以色列的百姓。And
not only are you to be magnified forever, you're the Lord of hosts, the God over Israel, who rules over his people.
什么意思？意思就是说，主啊，是你在宝座上，不是我在宝座上。
What does this mean? It means that God, you're the one who is enthroned. You're on the throne and not me.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在是很感谢主。My
brothers and sisters, indeed, we thank the Lord.
我再说，大卫跟你跟我没有什么不一样。Again,
I say, David and you and I are all alike.
但是有一天，我应该说这岁月下来，十字架的路下来，把大卫带到一个地步。 大卫说，我不算什么，主啊，你是在宝座上。Now,
throughout the journey, on the way of the cross, David comes to acknowledge and realize, I am nothing, that you're the one who is enthroned.
那刚刚我们知道大卫犯罪。
And later on, we see the story of David, how he sinned.
几个月以后，他醒过来。
And months after that, he awakened.
写了这个诗篇51篇。
And he wrote the 51st Psalm.
那诗篇51篇最后几句话。
And these are the last verses in the 51st Psalm.
诗篇51篇最后一句话说，主啊，他说，忧伤痛悔的心你不必不轻看。
And there he says that the Lord will not despise a broken and contrite heart and a broken spirit.
对，我需要有一个新的心在我里面。
And I need create in me a new heart, Lord.
那你求你不要离开我的面。And
Lord, depart not thy presence from me.
你要我奉献什么，我都愿意。And
what can I offer from my hands pleased with you?
呀，我都愿意，但是你不要这些东西。I
am willing to offer anything that will please you, Lord, but you're not after these things.
忧伤痛悔的心。 你不轻看,
but, O Lord God, a broken and contrite heart you do not despise.
可是马上他说，他主啊，求你善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And immediately David follows to say, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, build thou the walls of Jerusalem.
许多年我觉得, 我想大卫啊，说你哪里有资格提到西安呢？你哪里有资格提到耶路撒冷呢？
Many years ago, I would feel, David, what qualifies you? What right would you have to mention even about Zion and Jerusalem?
我想大卫是这么觉得。大卫说，主啊，我的确是不值得，我的确是得罪你，我的确是百姓中间没有见证。
And I believe David would also feel the same way that God, I've sinned against you, and I am not worthy. I have no testimony before the people.
但是主啊，耶路撒冷是你的。
But Lord, Jerusalem is yours.
西安是你的。
Zion belongs to you.
百姓是你的。
The people are yours.
见证也是你的。
And it is your testimony.
所以主，求你善待西安。
So Lord, do good in thy good pleasure.
大卫晚年。
And in the last years of David's life.
快要死了。
Before he was to pass away.
在撒母耳下23章第三节到第五节。
In 2 Samuel, chapter 23, there it reads for us.
Yeah, 第三节到第五节。
Verses 3-5.
大卫说，他说有一个公义的治理者。
He said that there is this ruler of righteousness.
他好像那个下雨之后的早上的晨光。
And he is like the sun after the morning rain.
他好像是太阳。
And he is the sun.
他带来雨水。
And he will bring forth the rain.
他让这个嫩草生长。
And he will cause the young grass to spring up and grow.
他是 righteous ruler, 公义的治理者。
And David calls him the righteous ruler.
但是我家不是这样。
But my house is not so.
这弟兄姊妹他在讲什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is David referring to?
他说神给我看见一个公义的治理者。
David says that God allowed for me to see this righteous ruler.
他带来光。
He has brought light.
他带来生命。
Brought life.
他让草生长。
And the tender grass grow.
这不是我。
Not me.
也不是我的家。
Not my house.
但是这么多年他在我的眼前。
But all these years he was before me.
我要愿意像他这样的来做王。
And only such a one I desire for him to be king.
你知道吗？在以色列的历史上，别人说最好的王就是大卫。
In man's history, they say David is the best king.
等到我们读这个历代志、读列王记的时候，神是用大卫来衡量其他的王。
When we read through the Kings and the Chronicles, we see that God uses David as the standard, as the measure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看到神的义这件事情在大卫的心里有何等的地位？
My brothers and sisters, you can see this righteousness of God, what a weighty place it has in the heart of David.
我们昨天我们弟兄提过，在使徒行传13章的后面。
Our brother already mentioned with us here about David in the book of Acts chapter 13.
大卫在他那世代服侍了神的旨意就睡了。
And David served God's purpose in his generation and slept.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，感谢主，神是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，雅各的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God that God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神也是摩西的神，神也是大卫的神，神也是以赛亚的神。
God is also the God of Moses, the God of David, and the God of Isaiah.
神也是你的神，神也是我的神。
God is also your God and my God.
神怎么样期待那一代的这些个圣徒？
What such great expectation which God has for the saints in those days?
那神也用他无限的忍耐和他无限的怜悯和无限的慈爱来带领他们。
And God have used his infinite patience and mercy and loving kindness to lead them.
神对你对我也是一样。
Likewise, this is how God Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，实在赞美你。
Lord, indeed, we praise and thank thee.
主啊，那么历世历代以来，主啊，你给我们这么样好的榜样。
Lord, throughout the generations, you have given us wonderful examples.
他们都是软弱的人，跟我们一样。
They are those who are weak and feeble, just as we are.
他们也是容易犯会犯过的人，跟我们一样。
And they are those who also transgress like we.
可是主，你在他们身上证明，主啊，人是可以跟随你的。
And yet, Lord, you have shown us men are those who are able to follow after thee.
人可以在一辈子做一个有过一个有意义的生活。
Men in our days of our life can live a purposeful, meaningful life.
可以让他们自己成为你祝福的、荣耀的管道。
And that we can be a channel of thy blessing, of thy glory.
主啊，我们谢谢你怜悯我们。
Lord, we thank thee. Have mercy upon us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.